This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, looking after the poor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Big Shrey with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously on these episodes, very often I talk about the duty we have to look after the poor, and there's so much we can say about that. For example, just to remind all of ourselves that we are all aware that income we have, for example, maybe we have some money, or maybe some of us have a lot of money in our bank accounts, but we have to be aware that whatever we have in our account, it's quite possible, or more than possible if we're wealthy, that there is a share in that money, in our bank account, that is for other people who do not have so much money. And that other people, in a sense, might have a right over that money. Because obviously, surplus money, obviously we have to give, we have Islamic taxes anyway, we have khums. But obviously we need to be a bit aware of this principle, just as a matter of fact anyway, that even if we're well off, we as Muslims, as believers, have a duty to take care of others. And this is sometimes, this happens in very sort of unusual and beautiful little ways. So I was told the story of, this is actually also the wife of a martyr who had many sort of, patients, because she had been a GP. She had many patients who were actually also quite poor. And so even when she retired, she would still consult some of them for free. And one day someone had given her money because she would distribute money amongst the poor. And she'd been given a precise amount of money. And then all of a sudden that day, there was almost literally a knock on the door, and someone came needing almost that precise amount of money for some administrative matters. So obviously that money she was given, there was a right on that particular money by this other person. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Shrey with me, Sister Zainab. And so I'm talking about the idea that we look after the poor. And I've just re-emphasized again that other people, especially underprivileged poor people, the needy, and obviously we include, and we talk about in the Quran, we mention also the orphans or travelers, and the very first that are mentioned in the Quran, because obviously we have a long list in terms of sort of who is deserving of help or of assistance of charity. It actually starts with our own family. So the near and distant relatives, and then it goes down the line. So be aware of that too. There might be family members who have a right, in a sense, also from the Quran, over the money, some of these surplus money especially that you have. But I also wanted to just mention something that one of the famous martyrs from Holy Offense did to sort of look after the poor, because this is also quite beautiful. And this little story maybe has many of us thinking also of some of the behaviors, for example, of Imam Ali. I'm always thinking of Imam Ali when I'm thinking about people sort of going out and helping the poor. Maybe other people have the same idea. So Ibrahim Hadi and his friends, they would sort of collect money from different sort of charities who would donate. And then they would go and buy things, sort of food items and other things that people might need, and basically load up a sort of truck or a small truck and go out in the sort of poor neighborhoods and deliver these goods to people. And of course, why did I mention Imam Ali? Because obviously we are aware that he would go out at night or in the dark and sort of literally carry things to different families, and people often didn't even know who was sort of bringing these donations to them. So the obviously, so what's the lesson from today? So that obviously is be aware that other people maybe have a right over our money. And then also, what else can we do to actually help the needy, help the poor, help other, help our own family members even. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDS Ed here on Armbinks Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.